if you got a dollar. Boys and men on the line. Hand me my old guitar. Candy man's in town.
WMFO. That's Gila by Beach House. And I'm Bill, and this is WMFO. And this is All of Me by Dirty Dishes.
Calling me from across the world. between worlds, so the people ask her, 'cause it's all in her mind. It's all in her mind.
Stephanie says
that she wants to know. Is though she's the door, she can't be the room.
Stephanie says,
but doesn't hang up the phone.
Hang up the phone.
What she shall see is calling
me
from across the world. But she's not afraid to die. The people all call her Alaska. Between worlds, so the people ask her, 'cause it's all in her mind. It's all in her mind. They're asking, is it good or bad? It's such an icy feeling. It's so cold in Alaska. It's so cold in Alaska. It's so cold in Alaska.
Thank you for joining us live on the air.
My pleasure.
One nation under God has turned into one nation under the influence of one drug. Television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. TV, its satellite links are United States of unconsciousness. Apathetic, therapeutic, and extremely addictive. The methadone metronome, pumping out 150 channels 24 hours a day. You can flip through all of them, and still there's nothing worth watching. TV is a reason why less than 10% of our nation reads books daily. Why most people think Central America means Kansas. Socialism means un-American, and apartheid is a new headache remedy. Absorbed in its world, it's so hard to find us. It shapes our minds the most. Maybe the mother of our nation should remind us that we're sitting too close to the television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation.
On the screen is an address where you can mail your tithe offering or gift of love.
Okay, got the idea? All right, now let's practice it.
Is it the reflector or the director? Does it imitate us or do we imitate it? Because a child watches 1,500 murders before he's 12 years old. And then we wonder why we created a Jason generation that learns to laugh rather than abhor the horror. TV is a place where armchair generals and quarterbacks can experience firsthand the excitement of video warfare as a theme song is sung in the background. Sugar sweet sitcoms that leave us with a bad actor taste, while pop stars metamorphosize into soda pop stars. You saw the video, you heard the soundtrack. Well, now go buy the soft drink. Well, the only cola that I support would be a Union COLA cost of living allowance. On television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. Back again, new and improved, we return to our irregularly programmed schedule.
hidden cleverly between heavy-breasted beer and car commercials. CNN, ESPN, ABC, BCB, TNT, but mostly BS, where oxymoronic language like virtually spotless, fresh, frozen, light, yet filling, and military intelligence have become standard. TV is a place where phrases are redefined, like recession to necessary downturn, crude oil on a beach to moose, civilian death to collateral damages, and being killed by your own army is now called friendly fire.
Better living through television.
Okay, got the idea?
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel over a mile, carrying a world of trouble. It can land, ignite, and destroy your home and community. You can't control where that ember will land, only what happens before it does. With simple things like clearing areas around buildings, knowing community safe zones, and being prepared for wildfires, you could keep this from turning into this. Your home is better protected from wildfire when your whole community is prepared. Visit fireadapted.org for more tips on how to get started adapting your home and community to wildfires. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I love my sister, her name's Miranda. The boys from uptown, they can't stand her. The more she denies them, the more they demand her. And she just wanna lay in bed all night, reading Raymond Chandler. She got high heel shoes, she sings blues. She says abracadabra when she goes down on you. She got a sister and her name is Anita. Anita got one peculiar. Every time they come to meet her, she turns out like a jungle cheetah. She got spiky shoes, she hums the blues. She says razor when she goes down on you. There's another one that makes a trio. Her name is Sally, they call her Cleo. She's a Leo. She gets a flat in Soho. She breaks the ceiling. Every time she twirls her mojo. But she ain't got no shoes. Never had the blues. She ain't never gonna go down on you. I wish that all the girls were my sister. That all the dates would call me mister. You know, sisters are the only ones that talk to me true. I love my sister named Miranda. The boys from uptown, they can't stand her. The more she denies them, the more they demand her. But she just wanna lay in bed all night, read Raymond Chandler. She got high heel shoes. Ah, oh, she sings the blues. She said I would die when she goes.
Right, that's Three Sisters from Jim Carroll Band. And we heard The Disposable Heroes of Hypocrisy with Television, The Drug of the Nation, and Stephanie Says by Velvet Underground, and Dirty Dishes with their new single called All of Me. And this is WMFO, and I'm Bill, here till 11. And this is Erica Western Teleport by Emperor X.
the firewire, narcissistic film watcher. I got knocked down.
WMFO Medford.
Time after time, you've been copping mine, but can I have a good time of yours tonight? Cause every time we try to get close, there is always something big I'm thinking about. XXXO 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 XXXO
what you see, you can download and store. We can find ways to spam what you know. I can be the actress, you be Tarantino.
By the ocean, you can teach the seventh grade. Do you think because you chose to, you always don't live the way you're supposed to? I've been talking seven more through what you're supposed to. No way, you've been talking seven people. Wonder how long since you last. Pretty sure those people don't think about that. Who the fuck's up now?
That's called Catalina Fight Song. That's by Joyce Manor. And we heard XXXO by MIA. I really think the O's come first. And Converge from Boston did Dark Horse. And we heard Emperor X with their hit called Erica Western Teleport. The phone number here in the studio is 855-915-WMFO. It's a new number. 855-915-9636. We also have a Skype, WMFO DJ, WMFO-DJ. This is from Ulver. It's called Porn Peace or the Scars of Cold Kisses.
We'll be right back. remember walking one side of the town to the other. Alone one night in January or February. Traveling
based on the facts. Refining, deciding it was to them.
Wire, and that one's called The 15th. Kate Bush with Sat in Your Lap, and Ulver started the set, the song with no singing and then singing, called A Porn Piece or The Scars of Cold Kisses. In the next set, we're going to hear Title Fight, but here is now Alex G.
Success for my body, success.
Down from the corner of his mouth, I say,
That's, oops, what's happening here? Oh, I know what's happening. I think I do. Okay, that is called, there it is. Sorry, technical things. That was Oneida. That's pretty loud. That was called What's Up, Jackal. Title Fight did Symmetry from 09. Speedy Ortiz did Tiger Tank. And we heard Alex G doing Harvey, the song about his dog. Or maybe cat. I think dog. And it's WMFO 91.5 FM Medford, WMFO.org. And this is called Green Blood, and it's by Sunny and the Sunsets.
Well, something happened.
What's that, Sunny?
I fell in love.
Oh, yeah?
But it was weird. It was a brief encounter on an unknown planet. A strange being standing all alone. Wanna fix my ship? Would you like to hit the void?
Oh, is this your ship? This little space toy?
Oh, a space liquid humor. My favorite kind. But when I look closer, she's sad inside. Oh, my android. She sheds real tears. She's weird. I think I love you, dear. Well, I don't have to tell you just how great she was.
No, you don't.
She was amazing, so intelligent, so beautiful.
Crazy.
Fun, all those things. But she was married to some cyborg type. I tried to steal her away, and we were on the run. Her cyborg husband followed with his gun. He shot her, she bled green blood.